Good afternoon.
Who exactly is Tony Jeffries?
Who am I? I am of pensionable age now, and I am semi-retired, let's put it that way.
Okay.
I'm still employed by my company.
So, Tony, what is the company?
And that company is Alan Jeffries BMW. It was, of course, just Alan Jeffries, founded a long time ago. The original trade actually was started in 1901, would you believe?
Right.
But that wasn't really as a business, that was a hobby.
Was that a grandfather?
That was my grandfather, yes. Right. That was Joe Jeffries.
So tell me a little bit about Joe and how he set up the company.
He was a pioneer motorist. Him and a group of mates got hired at Dean Bouton in 1901, and he swapped it for another model in 1907, I believe. And then he had that all through right up to the end of the First World War.
Mm.
And he was able to use it during the First World War because he converted it into an ambulance. In fact, made it like a flatbed truck out of it.
Right.
And soldiers used to come back by train to the Shipley station. And the hospital was next door to where our premises were. And he could go down and fetch the wounded soldiers and bring them up to the hospital.
So this is Joe?
This is Joe,
right.
Yeah. And he, for that reason, he got fuel, which was a very difficult commodity, yes, to obtain. Mm. And so he could keep motoring all through the First World War.
Mm.
It's reported that he did best part of 100,000 miles in that car.
Yeah.
Now, I can't really believe that was true, but it was
That's
a long way.
Amount, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long way with solid tyres.
Mm.
And when considering most of the streets and main streets were cobbles.
Or dirt.
It was a pretty rough ride.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, he was a pioneer motorist. You know, his foot amputated, or his leg amputated just below the knee, so he's got a peg leg.
Mm.
And that was through an accident in a football match. Playing football, got injured and ended up with a bit of gangrene, like they did in those days.
Strange, isn't it? Just an infection. Mm.
Yeah, just an infection.
Where was Joe based then?
We bought a building in Saltaire, on Saltaire Road in Shipley, which is where, that was in 1917. We remained there until 1997.
Well, as late as that?
Yeah. Mm.
When did Alan Jeffries get involved?
Alan got involved in the 30s, late 20s. He started his motorcycling career in riding in the Scott Trial. That was his first ever event.
Mm.
And of course, the Scott Motorcycle Factory was in Saltaire.
Was it? I didn't know
Shipley,
that.
Yeah. And of course, a lot of the famous riders of the day. But a lot of the old works riders from the 20s and things were obviously hanging around, you know, Shipley area, New Hampshire, and my dad spent a lot of time down at the Scott factory mixing with them, and that's how his interest in motorcycles really got going, I suppose.
Right.
How did Alan's involvement start?
We were literally a garage.
Right.
Where people used to bring their cars at night to keep, because they didn't have cars, houses didn't have garages in those days. And they used to bring the cars at night, and we used to literally garage them and charge up the accumulators overnight, because most of the cars were on constant discharge. They didn't have alternators and charging systems.
Yeah.
And so that's how it actually operated as a garage. And then obviously we started doing bits of work and bits of jobs on them as well. Then Alan got involved with Scots. He was very successful as a trials rider. And then he was the last person to win the Scott trial on a Scott.
Is that right?
Where he said, we won the trial, the first person to ever win the trial with the fastest time and least marks lost as well.
Incredible.
So he set the fastest time five times actually in the Scott track.
Alan sounded like he was pretty good. How successful do you think he could have been?
Oh, it was, I would have said, up to the Second World War, I would have said he was, if there'd been a world championship for trials riding, I think he'd have won it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, is that that ilk then?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. I mean, he won every major trial in the country, you know, the British Experts, the Scottish Six Days. just about everything you can think of, yeah, the top rider. But as in those days, they did all sorts. They did sand racing, they did road racing, all they did was change the tyres, you know, the same bike, you know. And then, of course, he did ride in the TT as well.
Oh, so he went and rode in the Isle of Man?
He rode in the Clubman's TT. He finished second to Jeff Duke on two occasions. Shame he didn't win one, because then would have had father, would have three generations of Jeffers winning TTs. Yeah.